Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Hopefully it's a pleasure for you, too. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being truly part. I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden today, for God's sakes. Truly part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation because you want to be part of the solution. Let's get some information from all sides of the aisle, whatever you want to use, whatever terminology makes you feel better. Again, I said 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. joe@therealside.com is another way to get a hold of me, joe@therealside.com, where you can, you know, if you head over to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There are a lot of things going on there, a lot of things happening that you can be part of the discussion on. So, Kimberly was so right. When you look at Joe's itinerary, you look what Joe Biden's been doing, or even thinking about doing, nowhere near the energy of President Trump. And I was looking at articles today, and it's almost like it's a, well, it's not a, it is a constant teardown of the president. And frankly, it's getting old. And I think what's happened with the left is even the ones that weren't big fans of his, they've had enough of this. You have made them nuts. That's why I tell my conservative friends, stop telling the left to stop. Let them go. They know better than you anyhow. Just ask them, they'll tell you. They know what's better for you than you do anyway. Right? So that's what you need to do. You really do. Just sit back, look at them, not bow your head, you know, nod your head. Right? It's the easiest way to do it. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, yes, you're right. That's terrible. Because you're not going to win. How many of you have won a Facebook argument? Not that you walked away from it thinking you won. How many of you have actually had somebody say to you, oh, my God, I never thought about it that way? You're so correct. Anyway. All right, so I alluded to it last time. But Hickenlooper is running, I guess, for governor again in Colorado. If he wins that seat, every constitutional state legislative seat will belong to a Democrat. And if you don't think that's an issue or a problem, I mean, one-party rule... Right? Look at California. California is in a bad way. There's even money they don't even account for because they put it in different places. They put the liabilities in different places so they don't have to report it. They've got $180 billion in pension money that's owed or they're short. And they're borrowing it a year out, 2 years out at a time. I'm borrowing it against it. I've always felt like, you know, that has to stop. We are $180 billion, like I said, in debt. We can't pay it back. They call that short term. Now, every seat up there pretty much is run by Democrats. There's a couple of sprinkled Republican seats. But when you boil it all down and look at it, there's no way to pay that back. And now they're going to give that same control to Colorado. And Colorado's had its, had its share of fiscal issues. They thought that the dope world was going to bring them over $600 million in revenue. And I think the year that they, first year that the $600 million was supposed to kick in, they got like 30, 33 or something around there. Isn't that great? And now they say, the problem isn't the legislators. You ready for this? The problem is their outdated constitution. Sound familiar? But they're in fiscal straits too, because they thought they were going to get all this money. They put all this money into it, and now they're screwed. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. In the world of religion / faith, whatever you want to call it, you heard about the thugs that burned down that Vietnamese Baptist church? No, really. When I say thugs, that'd be probably, heathens. Man, at least let us fight our own. Don't get involved in that. This is how much hate they have for us. And it's not even hate necessarily. They don't believe it. They think we're whacked. But on a positive note, before we go out, there were tens of thousands that gathered on the National Mall to worship. And I thought that was wonderful. I mean, big time great. Go ahead and get the buses together to take us out of there, huh? What do you think? And one of the speakers said, this is what happens when you close our churches. Amen! We should be doing that more and more. I know my neighborhood this weekend, what's coming up next Saturday, they're having a concert in the park, if you would. They're going to have, people there, and the whole festival is around singing worship songs to God. It's just amazing. Now, they're giving this group a hard time at first, but then we come to find out, look, how do you give a church how do you give a church group a hard time and allow the rioters to run rampant and do some pretty nasty and dirty stuff in front of the pictures they're leaving around? Joe Mazzini, your host. When you come back, I got a surprise for you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, you guys remember that scene out of Home Alone where the kid puts the... He's in the mirror and he shaves his face, little kid. I remember this personally, but and he puts the aftershave on his face, and he's running down the hall, screaming with his hands in the air. Right? Well, that's what many of you are experiencing right now. You're looking at your choices. You're going out of your mind. You're afraid. I mean, how much control does the other side have over you when they got you to the point where you won't even tell them who you're going to vote? It's not that you say to them, hey, my vote's sacred, I'm not telling you. You're afraid to tell them who you're going to vote for. Why are you allowing them to have that much power over you? I don't get it. But, you know, I don't have all those fancy letters behind my name, so I can't even help you with this. That's why I bring on Dr. Bridget Melson, Dr. B. She joins me every week to kind of help you through some of this stuff, talk about it, what the difference is, and what you can do to combat it. But I can tell you what you can do to combat it. First, you just need to switch. You just need to re-register as a Republican. That'll help you a little bit. That'll relieve a lot of the anxiety. Dr. B, how are we doing?
We're doing great. Doing great. How are you doing? You got letters after your name.
You get to have all the fun there. You know, they chased the Joe Biden bus down. That was cool.
Isn't that awesome? We ran them out, you know.
Apparently, you aggressively went after his bus. Did you know that?
Attempted murder, right? That's what they're wanting to charge group with.
That's what we're trying to do. Attempted murder. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, you know, I saw this entire thing happen. I mean, the whole Trump train, you know, it's they did, it was a group of about 300 people in about 150 cars, and they just drove all over with the Biden bus, families, things like that, and they were just, you know, in support of Trump. The bus just happened to be in front of them, and they stopped to camp overnight. You know, they had a good time. They just
do you think if it was Antifa chasing them down, they have the same problem? But
yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. If you have 300 Texans that probably all own guns chasing you down the freeway, there is no attempted murder. It would have happened.
No.
There'd be no question about it.
Right.
You know, they're not going to miss. So, no. But no, it's a shame.
Well, like they had guns.
Where they're like coming from, right?
It's Texas. That's we open carry in certain counties. And did anybody get shot?
No, wait. Or
did
beat
they,
up.
In Portland?
Did our people beat up anybody?
Right? Nothing. No. I've seen the video, three different angles, and, you know, the lady or the person in the SUV, the white SUV, total road rage was enough done. You know, it's just how these extreme liberals are. It really is. There's a lot of truth to it. And she was done, and she wanted to go take on a 4x4, big black 4x4, you know, that, you know, had been there for hours and wouldn't go away. And that's what's going to happen. Your little white car is going to get hit. And everybody was fine. Oh, my gosh, security issues, and we have to leave. Well, that's because nobody's showing up to anything. It's Texas. We're done. We're done in Texas. We rushed, got Beto out of here, Roberto O'Rourke, and now...
How did he ever get in to begin with? Come on.
Oh, you know how. It's
what would they give away? A free
union money?
Vodka with every vote? I mean, seriously.
Union money everywhere. And they just thought, you know, oh, he's cute and he's tall and we could go buy Beto. Never mind, he's Irish
or Hispanic. He just doesn't choose.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But
so one of the things that, you know, in watching what's happening on Facebook and even in my local community, it is a hate. It's not a dislike. It's not, you're one of them. It is an actual all-out hate.
Contempt.
Against Trump.
Yes.
And Trump's, Trump supporters. And again, it's, they can't answer a question as to why. Really, I mean, I know a lot of racists. Do I hate them to the point where I want to pound on them or run them off the road? No.
Right.
God will deal with them.
But yeah, and there's
craziness about.
Yeah, it's contempt. And you think about contempt, you know, it's, I would say it is probably the most damaging emotion out there. It completely invalidates others. And think about what's going on. They're invalidating everybody. It causes extreme psychological damage as well. So this is beyond hate. To me, you can hate something, you know, and just not eat it or just not hang out with them or just not visit that, you know, business or whatever. But contempt is deeper within the brain and the heart and the soul. And again, it invalidates others, and that's all they're doing. You can't say anything. I mean, you couldn't tell these liberals with contempt that the flag is red, white, and blue. They'll just invalidate you and tell you why it's not. And it just doesn't make sense. And the scary thing about contempt, and we've talked about sociopathology, is that contempt shows an absolute lack of any compassion and empathy. So when you think about it, it's beyond hate. And that is one thing you all need to hear. And that's why I tell people on my blogs, my Facebook, and on this show to not engage with these people. You do not, there's nothing you can do but pray and get out of the way with people who show such contempt. And that's what we're seeing. And that is what's frightening.
What causes, what causes I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I'm in a store and somebody walks in with a Biden hat. Right, and they're loving on Biden, and they got whatever flyers or what have you. And I may look at them and say, "You're a fool," but I'm not hating on them. I don't want to beat on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes the other way around, if you've got a MAGA hat on, I mean, you're Satan's second cousin. What causes that much of a difference? It can't be just upbringing.
No. And these are things, things like contempt and sociopathology, desensitization, all of that. You're not born that way. You're, you know, psychopaths again are born, sociopaths, which I put in with kind of the contempt category, are made and created. And again, we've said social media. We let these youngsters hop on wherever they want without being monitored. We're watching these movies, watching these shows, you know, Netflix, all of these shows. You know, people murder each other and kill each other and you know, without even thinking about it. My daughter, is on social media, but it's for her animation. But people pop on when they find out who she is or who she's related to, me. And the contempt, I mean, other kids start in on her, and she gets it. We talk about it. But it triggers something in the brain when – you know, you want to feel superior and you're not. And I think we're seeing a wave of that in the world, let alone just the country, but the world right now. And it's not a standalone emotion. There's a lot of anger with it. There's some annoyance with it, right? And I think they're annoyed that we're not going away. They're annoyed that Trump's not giving up. They're just annoyed, I think, honestly, too, at our morality, our moral standards.
Oh, yeah.
And what, you know, we're very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And we are making them feel conviction, and that is leading to them feeling like we're not superior, so we're just going to raise it up a notch.
Yep. Well, you know what that music means, right? I mean, you should have this down.
Yes. It means I have something important to say in about 3 minutes.
Exactly. The first time it goes off. All right, Joe, we'll see your host is to the real side. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pandemic politics front and center. On the final day of campaigning, President Trump and former Vice President Biden held events in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. First Lady Melania Trump was on the stump in Huntersville, North Carolina. She accused the Democrats of taking advantage of the COVID pandemic.
While the Democrats continue to play politics, my husband will continue to focus on the health and safety of the American people. After all, you deserve a president with proven results, not a career politician with empty words and broken promises.
Biden and running mate Kamala Harris ended the day with events in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, respectively. President Trump makes his final stop of the campaign within the hour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Please answer the question.
Oh, remnant of sexism. You women shouldn't like this guy at all. He's such a sexist. We should burn all his albums. That should be it. I don't know. I think it's a double standard myself. Anyhow, Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Listen, give up a cup of coffee at that place that hates you to begin with. Okay, that $5 cup of coffee, which I don't get at all. Give up that $5 cup of coffee, seriously, and get involved in Get Engaged and help out some of your conservative friends, right? So it's real simple. If you want to donate to the show, one word, GoJo, 77948. That's GoJo to 77948. Let me bring her back on because I really do have a good time when she's on the show with me. Dr. Bridget Melson, Dr. B is what we call her lovingly around here, and she works with I mean, we need her around. Because right now some of you are losing your minds over this, and you don't need to.
No.
Don't let them get under your skin, because then they win. Right, Dr. B?
Yeah. You know, you just have to have that peace that passes all understanding. And it is possible. I'm going to give you guys a few tips later on how to have peace going into the next 24, 48, 72, if it's up to Nancy Pelosi, 3 months. So, we'll see.
Are you going to talk about that God stuff again? Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you and I were talking during the break, and you've probably covered this a million times, but I get the question over and over and over again, and I kind of understand it. It's like, what causes, not me, Joe Mussina, but a guy like me to walk into a room, I might see 20 people with a Biden hat on in the room. And I'm going like, well, okay, so I'm surrounded by idiots, but whatever, they have a right to do that, and I'm just getting my coffee and bagel and leave.
Right.
When it comes to the other side, they come in the room, they see the MAGA hats, they lose their minds. They start yelling and swearing at you and calling you all kinds of things. There's got to be some kind of medical condition for that. That can't just be upbringing.
Yeah, you know, there is an actual contempt disorder. You know, it's a personality disorder, and it has to do with narcissism and selfishness and, you know, and borderline things like that. I mean, there's borderline personality disorder, and there's real contempt with that group, too, at times. But, you know, it's really the ultimate in self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, life sucks, and this country's horrible, and this president's awful, and those darn Christians, and we don't have any equal rights, and where's our
why aren't women making more, blah, blah, blah. And you keep doing that, your brain's going to start believing you. And it's going to trigger that. It's going to trigger the negativity. It's going to trigger you every time. I hate that word, too. I need to find a new word. But every time you see people enjoying life and benefiting.
Well,
and
if I could speed it up, you could say tee you off. But I got another
yes.
one.
Yes. But look at the economy is doing well. You know, unemployment rates are down. All of this, all of that will yep. trigger people who already have contempt, you know, the kind of a contempt heart. And, you know, there's psychological research to back all of this up. But, yeah, they just project onto everybody else and they have to take everybody down because what they're feeling is very insecure, right? And they have to make themselves be bigger. They have to puff themselves up by tearing others down. So that's why I say it's more than hate. Contempt, you can just feel it. You know, just the word contempt, people know what I'm talking about. It just oh, yeah. really encompasses all that you are right in the middle of your body.
Yeah, so, it is amazing to me. Like I said, it seems to be common traits between both sides. Common traits of the people in each club. And it isn't just an ideology that this is the way I think. It's in actions. It's in the way they carry themselves. It's mm-hmm. in the way they respond to things. Am I off?
Yeah. No. And to go with both sides, you know, it's interesting that contempt, I will tell you, is one of the most contagious emotions. It's very, you can highly influence someone by projecting. And look what the media does. That's all they do is project. And so people just kind of put on the contempt, you know, the contemptuousness, I guess you would say. And then I see, honestly, conservatives and my friends, my Christian friends who do have God. Yes, one of my friends, Brian, wrote TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Yes, it should be called Trump Contemption Syndrome, if that was a word. But what I see is that, you know, and on the other side of contempt, being contempt, is compassion. And that's what I see people really trying to do, you know, on the conservative side and in churches and some of these pastors that are speaking out. Because compassion is also contagious. You think about that. To a lesser extent, unfortunately, to being contempt.
That's only because we're making up for our sins. Because we're ripping
yes,
babies away from their moms
nature.
At the border. Don't you know that?
Yes, Adam and Eve, they're going to have a long line in heaven for people who want to talk to them.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, what? Because
I
want to
have
of
a
you.
Behind-the-scenes conversation. That's
yes,
for sure.
Nancy Pelosi needs plastic surgery because of you, because she's full of contempt. And you know, and that's the thing. Being contempt and living that way, higher rates of cancer, higher blood pressure, you can just name them. Diabetics, you know, it can really take you down physically, the more yep. hatred and the more contempt that you feel. And it does cause more wrinkles because it just breaks down all of the good that's in you. It also allows your brain, it takes brain cells and it can kill more brain cells being angry because it raises your blood pressure. So keep trying to choose compassion, people, over being contempt. And that's kind of, you said when we, you know, when you see a Biden sign or somebody with a Biden hat or what, I don't even know if he has hats, but, you know, bumper sticker, you know, we stop, we go, all right, good luck. Yeah. But we don't, like, want to rip it off of their face.
I don't even want to go to somebody's lawn and spray paint over their sign, which is why I look at some of the stuff and I'm thinking, how do you let that sign get so under your skin? They have total, you know, my uncle used to tease me when I was a kid. I had a bit of a temper. And he'd always say, look, they have total control of you. They are controlling your emotions. They're controlling how you react. Is that really the kind of power you want somebody else to have over you?
Yeah,
no.
Right?
Right?
No. And it's what's hidden in contempt is self-anger and self-contempt for putting up with this, you know, whatever's been going on. And it just spirals and it just becomes this ugly part of the core of who that person is. And it's really hard to get out of it. You know, like I said, hate, fine. You hate Trump. But it's these F-Trumpers, right? These people who just almost crash their cars, you know, yelling at us just with flags. So
they give a kid a sign. It says F-Trump, right?
Yes.
They teach
right?
him how to flip off the bird and say F-Trump. I'm thinking, my God, nothing, absolutely nothing is sacred now.
It's crazy. You know, they were mooning my 11-year-old daughter. I'm like, and she's just cracking up. I'm like, well, here we go. We're in the 60s again. I don't know what happened there, but and I'm just like, that's contempt. That's, I mean, because, you know, it's incredible to watch, you know, as a psychologist. It was more incredible to see when, you know, I took the two kids to Walter Reed, you know, when the president was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And watching that one woman yell, I am shocked she didn't have a stroke. But she almost ran into two cops in front of her. She was so mad, yelling out. And I watched her, and I'm just like, we're just like, God bless. And she's like, what? You're gone. And I'm like, okay. Why are you so mad? And, you know, a couple of the Biden supporters were walking through the crowd, and they're fun to observe because they just looked very lost because we're like, hey, can I get you a water or some pizza? The president sent it down, and they're just... Then they just got in their car and left because there was nothing there. And that shows you that contempt, how contagious it is, that you just want to take it up a notch and up a notch. It really has to do with, you and I talked about the dopamine versus the serotonin. And they're finding that in conservatives and Christians and people who pray, serotonin, that's the drug that is going through their bodies. And that's our happy drug versus liberals, people who are angry and godless, atheists, people who have contempt, it's more dopamine that they have to take it up a notch with their anger and with their actions in order to keep getting a high off of that dopamine. So what's going on? It's very psychological. It's very interesting to read articles and, you know, about the two sides. So I hope that helps people. Just
I don't know how to spell any of that. You got dopamine, serotonin, and contempt. I mean, wow.
Serotonin, it's our happy drug. Dopamine is our kind of like fake addiction happy drug that you have to keep finding an addiction or something that makes you have fake happy, and that's the dopamine. So that's kind of the easy.
You know, I know I'm going to step in the weeds here or step in it big time, but I always joke, you see the pictures of Republican women, you see pictures of Democrat women, and yes, there are beautiful women, I'm sure they're very happy Democrat women, but most of the time, when you see one of those collages, they look miserable.
Yeah.
They look unhappy. They look miserable. And I'm not so sure it's because they're not, you know, getting the things they want out of society, because it seems like even when they get what they want, they're still not happy. We'll have to hit that on the other side of the break.
Yeah, right? Let's do it.
Dem's not happy. I'll make a note. Double C, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. B's going nowhere. She'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Apparently I never went away, but we are back. You'll listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Take a couple of Valiums. No, I'm only kidding. Just joking. I don't mean it. But seriously, some of you are so anxious you don't even want to leave your house. You're getting nuts over this. It's an election. It's a very important election. But, man, stop wigging out. I'm watching what some of you are writing on Facebook. It's like you really need, maybe you need to get some help. Maybe you need to make a call. Maybe you need to call Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes, my messages on Facebook are blowing up, you know, with Dr. B, I'm so worried, and Dr. B, what do I do? And Dr. B, and it's like, you guys, we got this. I'm happy to help. It's a lot of scripture I help with. But, yeah,
well,
you know, there's...
Go for it, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm watching what they're writing. When they're calling the show or they're sending me emails, you can just hear the fear almost in their voice of what we're looking for. Look, this is one of those things where you get out in front of it, right? I mean, I could say you should have been, but, you know, we're past should have been now. And you're just going to have to learn how to deal with it. You're going to have to learn how to breathe deep, to, you know, rely on God and deal with it. So go ahead. Let them have it. Oh, I'm sorry. Coach them.
Let them have it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and, you know, it's affecting people's concentration. People aren't sleeping. You know, people are binge eating. People are taking work off. You know, families are, you know, are chaotic. I know it's a lot. And, you know, there's a poll that just came out today. By the APA, the American Psychological Association. Just so you know, I don't make things up. I am not on the Biden team. Or do I have a laptop? It's hidden. Oh. Anyway, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
That 76% of Democrats and 67% of Republicans are finding this 2020 election a source of stress. That is compared to, I think it was in the 30% range. I had it on here. Now I can't find it. So, I mean, it's significantly. Now maybe I am Joe Biden. God just, like, totally... What is that? Pride comes before.
Maybe you should, you know, before you come on the show, you should sleep for 4 days like he does. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. That'd be so nice. I was up all night. I literally could not sleep. I slept for an hour and woke up and just was led to pray. But
there you go.
So people are stressed. Y'all are stressed. I get it. I'm stressed, but it's more of a hopeful stress. It's not a worried. I don't really worry about anything anymore. I'm to that point with my faith that I don't need to, and I'm very mindful. That's the buzzword. I know to take deep breaths, get my shoulders down, grab my favorite comfort food, get out and worship, you know, whatever you need to do. Because no matter what, and you've got to think, if you are that worried about Joe Biden getting in, which I understand for our kids' future, all that, I get that on a, you know, an aspect of a worldly, fallen world aspect. But spiritually, if you're that worried, then that is pride. I have to say it. That is pride, that you think that you know better than God. And I always end, like, please let President Trump, you know, because on the outside, I feel like, you know, when you look at it, he's done so much for the economy. He's done so much for urban communities. He's done so much for people of faith and persecuted Christians around the world and Israel, Jews, God's chosen people. And so I always end it, though, but may your will be done. And then that really helps the stress. Number one is just ask for God's will to be done and be willing to be okay with that. Because no matter what, he's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of you. Whether he comes tomorrow, you know, and raptures us up, or, you know, we sign the peace treaty for 7 years, which is going to be indicative, whether Damascus gets destroyed, all these things that we know are going to happen. They're prophesied. We believe it. And, you know, can God do that with Joe Biden? Sure, he can do that. It's going to be a very different world in a Democrat-run country for sure. And that just means we need to be more alert, and God will still use us. Do I think he will use Biden as much as he is, you know, President Trump? In different ways, for sure. I really don't think that they are open to the Lord using them. So definitely focus on God's will and the fact that he's a big God. What I want people to do too, a lot, every time you feel like you're worried and stressed out and it's daytime, I do want you to sleep. You need to take some melatonin, go take it. But move. Just take a 3-minute move break, because what that will do for your brain is incredible. And this is just a little practical thing. Do jumping jacks, jog in place, play with your dog for 3 minutes, just 3 minutes. I want you to set a timer. 3 minutes. Go do something physical, because that will get those endorphins going and just kind of bring some joy to you.
Tell me after you're out of the studio. Is that what you say?
No, you can stay in the studio. You've got room. Just, you know, do some jumping jacks on your chair or something. I don't know.
You know, it's
you have a dog?
Again, I go, you know, do this 3 hours every day. And I learned early on all the negativity, I mean, the stuff that we read, what's being done to people, what's being done to our brothers and sisters in Christ, and it gets to you after a while. I can feel it. You start getting jaded to mankind, if you would. Yes, notice I didn't say humankind, I said mankind, okay?
Mankind, you sexist.
and it forces me now at night, you know, I put God's word on after the show's over because I need to hear it. I need to at least have it in the room with me with all that negative stuff. And it makes a big difference. And I don't think people realize, you know, people like you and I, we're working at these things and it does creep in.
Well, it absolutely will. And I want to say that I'm not saying that I don't ever stress out about it. You know, there are times where it hits me like it's just tragic for me, though. You know, again, you know, I was talking about this with a few friends, just how sad, what we feel is sadness for mankind. We feel sadness for the left, not contempt, not anger. I mean, we get angry at the situation, but it really all comes back to, we just feel sad because we know that the blindness is happening. It is. And, you know, it's what's really frightening is these pastors and these theologians that are standing up like, I can't vote for either, or I'm going to vote for Biden because I don't like the man who, you know, Trump is. And it's that, I think that to me is more surreal, is seeing these people that
they would try to remove King David, right?
Yeah, oh, totally. Right. But that is good. And this is all happening because God really needs to separate wheat from chaff. He needs to know who's truly his own. We've never experienced anything like this, ever. Biblical times they did. Boy, and we know what happened there. Tower of Babel, you know, the flood.
We're being we're being so persecuted.
No, I know. It's, you know, whatever. But we need to be strong. And I've got to think there's a reason why God is allowing all of this. Another thing you guys can do is put on some music, something that just speaks to your soul. You know, I choose worship music. Just go find your favorite music, because what that does to the limbic system and you know, increasing dopamine. And this is where dopamine is good, because it makes, you're doing a good, healthy thing. It's not like you have a vice that's unhealthy. But worshiping and praying, there are psychological studies to the hilt about how the dopamine is produced when we worship, when we connect that way. So if anything, you don't want to exercise for 3 minutes, you don't want to get in touch with your chakras, whatever those are, start talking to your creator, because we're made in his image and he's there, and that will stimulate your frontal lobe and you will feel better.
You got to have time. I know there's people listen to the show that, you know, are not godly people. And I've actually had emails back and forth with them. They know I care about them. But, I mean, the reality is where do you find your peace? I mean, some people find it in different things. But when you're alone with God, when you're having those moments, when you're having that time, it's a different kind of peace. And I feel sorry, and not in a nasty way, you know my heart, but I feel sorry for people who don't know that relationship. And we have friends, Christian friends, that don't know a godly relationship, right? Uh-oh. She hung up on me. I'd hang up on me, too. Anyway, hopefully she can reconnect. Otherwise, they're going to be left with that question for a week. No, but really, seriously, people, I do the same thing. I feel bad for some who may not know the joy and the peace of the Lord. And people just say, we're nuts. But no, you can't, you know, I have been without and I have been with. And I'll tell you what, the joy of the Lord when he's not truly, honestly with you is, it's a momentary happiness. And what helps me, I mean, I can't speak for Dr. B, but what helps me get through this stuff is, again, knowing that I'm doing the right thing, that God is with me. I can back it up in his word. You know, some of these people who run around, some of you know that I'm heavily involved in politics, and people know who I am, and I'll get these calls, and people will say, well, you know, God told me to run for this office. And I say, okay, that's great. I'm not going to question that, because I don't know where you're at or what have you. But do you think God would just wake up on a Tuesday morning and tell you to run for office? Wouldn't he open doors for you? Wouldn't he start setting you up ahead of time? Because I know men and women that have truly been called to God to be in the office. And when you look at their story, when you talk to them about the puzzle, you can see when they go back and start talking about it, how God started opening the doors for them 3, 4, 5 years before that. Subtly, but doing it anyway. So I will never quit. If you ever write me anything, joe@therealside.com, I won't question what God told you to do or not told you to do unless it's totally off of his word. But other than that, that's between you and him. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Catch Dr. B. Check her out. You'll find her on Facebook and Diagnosing America with Dr. B. You got to do it. You're listening, so you must like her. Anyway, next hour, it's all me. It's stuck with me. We'll be back in a few minutes.